Amen. Those are some of the great divine names of God that may show up in a teaching near you at some time in the future. Welcome to Living Springs Wesleyan this morning, to the after storm outside, but to the inner glow at the presence of God. Please bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that you are everything we sang about and so much more. We continue to go deeper, deeper into the recesses of the glory of God, where we find safety, where we find worship, where we find, Lord God, who you really are and what you are able to do to those who follow you and who trust you. God, we ask your blessing on this service. Lord God, that you would be exalted and that you would be pleased as we worship and seek you. Father, we pray your blessing on any that are on their way, that you'd bring them safely and touch every need that is represented here in your house. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The only announcement I'm going to make is Wednesday night I'm going to do a second in a series of one-word wonders. These are one-word Bible studies. And it's going to be the word fight from 1 Timothy. How many have ever been in a fight? Okay, I won't ask you with whom. But we're in a fight. Okie dokie. And actually, there's two words in that verse, so I might give you an extra one just because I like you. But anyway, that'll be Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. So now what we're going to do is we're going to thank God for those that he has put in his house. So let's greet each other.
Above all praise.
glad that his joy floods your soul. It's better than another flood that we had a little while ago. We're going to sing Rise and Be Healed in the name of Jesus. And if you're here today and you need a touch from the Lord, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, whatever your need is, I'm going to ask you to come up. And I'll anoint with oil here. Pastor Dennis will anoint oil over here. And if you cannot get up here, but you'd like us to anoint you, raise your hand so we know to come to you, okay, as we sing this. Father, we ask, Lord, for every person that came up or that needs your touch, we ask that the oil of gladness of the Holy Ghost fall upon them and in them. Lord God, you are so fabulous that often we bring a request to you and then you touch an area that we didn't even ask because you know the need. And I pray, Lord, that you would cleanse from the inside to the outside in that order. And Lord Jesus, that we would see the glory of God come down. We worship you and praise you. And thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How many have a medicine cabinet in your house? Remember those? Now we go through the drive-thru. But we used to have it in the house. We still have one. Say your child falls and scrapes a knee. You run right to the medicine cabinet, don't you? For something to tend that little child. Or you need to find your daily medication. Of course, you probably leave it by your bed, but a lot of people keep it in the cabinet, someplace that they can find it. In the medicine cabinet, you grab what you need, but you're the one that has to keep stocking it, right? If you get to that cabinet and you open it up and nothing's in there, who are you going to look at? You didn't stock it. So then you have to run out to one of those 24/7 pharmacies and trust that they have what you need. This morning, I would like us to take a trip to God's medicine cabinet. And I'm asking you to turn to a great portion of Scripture, Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Pastor Dennis is going to come up and read the portion, and I'm going to ask you to stand to honor the Word of God.
Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my own inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The word of the Lord.
Amen. You may be seated. We're going to go to God's medicine cabinet, where the resource is never depleted, okay, where it comes out of his person, where it is sensed in his presence, where it works through his power, where it yields his provision and accomplishes his purpose. Don't you love the scripture? This is a fabulous portion. To bless the Lord, O my soul. Dave is going to be nice to me, and he's going to put a picture up here. The medicine cabinet. That probably is a Red Cross one or something like that. To remind you what's in there. You go to this cabinet when you have a need, a physical need. And the structure of the medicine cabinet, of God's medicine cabinet, is this way. If you can put on the second one. It's in three parts, three shelves. Do you know everything God does, he does through the Trinity? Do you know that? He does. The Father calls it forth, the Son pays it forth, and the Spirit applies it and brings it forth. They work together in the unity we talked about. And they're held together, they hold his presence and purpose together in a frame that meets at the corners. And what you have is you have God's presence here, you have divinity touching humanity, and you have a square, and you have God's touch on your life. Are you glad that he came down and touched us? He made the first step. It was a doozy. The other thing I was thinking about for this is I was looking at a lot of different medicine cabinets, and as you know, the ones years ago looked like refrigerators, because they probably were, and then as they've gone through life, they're more recessed in the wall. Now they're becoming a part of the building itself. Did you know that God's medicine cabinet is not a separate place? It's part of who he is. In other words, when God touches and he comes to you, he's going to meet whatever need is present, because he alone knows what the need is. You cannot separate what God does from who God is. You cannot. And you should not want to, actually. So it begins with this great portion, to bless the Lord, O my soul. Now that doesn't sound like a suggestion to me, does it? The psalmist David is saying, bless the Lord. The word bless, by the way, in the Hebrew, means to bless God and to adore him on bended knee. Now, I know in this world of knees that need adjustments and all of that, it's a little hard to kneel sometimes, but you can kneel in your heart. Okay? It really means to yield to the sovereignty of God as you bless him, as you come to him, and yield allegiance. The other thing that I think is interesting is when we come to the medicine cabinet of God, and if we were honest, what we'd say is, we're coming to get our needs met. That's what we'd say. Because somewhere down the line, we think God's a grocery store. And I got my whole list. I know what aisle it's in. I'm not bothering with that because that's my neighbor. So I'm going to go here and get what I want. That's not what this is talking about. It's talking not about coming to get blessed. It's talking about blessing God. Adoring him. Because you know what? He's already provided for the needs we have. That's the thing we find out in the medicine cabinet, is all the things that he's already done. He didn't wait to inform us, by the way. He did it out of his own heart. And it says to bless the Lord, O my soul. I've said this before, I'll say it many, many times. When you see the name Lord in caps, that is Yahweh, that is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. That is his personal name to his people. And he means it when he says it. He says, bless Yahweh. Bless him. Adore him. Come, Lord, whether you touch me or not, you've already touched me. I'm coming to thank you for what you've already done. That is the heart of God. And it's a directive to the soul. Do you know what your soul is? It's not in your shoes. It's inside of you. The Hebrew word means the breathing substance of your innermost person. Like when God breathed upon Adam and he became a life-giving soul, he became a soul, that life came into his being. That's God speaking. That is the inner part of us. And I think it's wonderful because this reason. When God breathes on you in the spirit, it's a lot better than the breath freshener we need in this world. Because he brings a fresh breath every day. I love the scripture that says, his mercies are new every day. I wonder how many mercies we miss because we're looking to yesterday. And he's got something new for you today. Out of his storehouse. Out of his essence. I don't know about you, but day-old bread's okay, but I love something new. Something new from the presence of God. He does not recycle. He doesn't have to. Doesn't mean he doesn't want us to physically, but means he doesn't have to. He gives us something new. Now, inside this cabinet, there's a number of things, but I'm going to go down through this, and we're going to see what's here. Bless the Lord in the second verse, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. The first thing in the cabinet is a memory enhancer. Can you imagine being in the time when the Lord split the Red Sea and allowed them to go through and they still forgot? Now, I'm sure they didn't forget the actual event, but what I think it more means is that they chose not to concentrate on it. And we can make choices as to what we want to concentrate on. And sometimes our memories turn on us, don't they? They give us a timetable of years ago, and I got news for you. There's occasion where the enemy slips in something that didn't really happen. Just to bug you. That's why we need everything to go through the Word of God, the truth of God. Forget not all his benefits. In the world I live in, and that you live in, how many have benefits where you work? You got benefits because you work and because some people long time ago and their unions and their protests said, we need these benefits for our lives. We're working for you. These are things we'd like. Now, the word benefit in the Hebrew means the ways and the plans of God. Do we need to protest God? Do we need to form a block of people and say, God, you're going to do what we want or else? I don't think he takes kindly to that. I don't. Don't forget his benefits. Don't forget the ways he's worked in your life before. I know some people keep journals and write down an answer to prayer, because I think we remember the problems, but we have a harder time remembering the thanks. That might not be a bad idea to do. Lord, thank you. On such and such a date, you did this for me. You answered this request. Isn't it wonderful to know that God answers prayer? And I think it's also important in our memory to say, Lord, whatever happened back there, you were there. Whatever happened to us, he was there. He's not unaware of the circumstances of our life. The next thing beside a memory enhancer, who pardons all of our iniquities. He has a stain and a wound remover in that cabinet. It's called the blood of Jesus. And it takes out sin and stain instead of putting it there. Isn't that wonderful? The word forgive here means to remove, the removal of the sin or the iniquity. And the word iniquity is not just talking about the sin. The word iniquity talks about that we don't walk a straight path. But it's also included in here the guilt that's associated with the sin. Now, if we were all honest, could we say this? It's not always the sin that bothers me, it's the guilt. Do you know guilt has, I don't know how many legs, it's got a lot of them. And it'll go ahead of you and meet you at every stop if it wants to. God has set us free from blood guiltiness. Now, what good does it do to be free from the sin if we're always dogged by it? God had to take care of both of them. And the Bible says he forgives. What's that little word there? All. All. It's not just a dishwashing soap. All your iniquities and the guilt associated with them. Thank God. Do you realize if people didn't live by guilt, how different would this world be? It would be fabulous. And in God's presence, it will be. But let me tell you, the reason it's in a medicine cabinet is because guilt is one of the predominant things that can affect your physical body. You let that go inside of you, and it will eat you up. It has teeth to it. And aren't you glad the Lord provided for it in his medicine cabinet? Guilt is one of the great mind controls of all the ages. And it does work very effectively. Then it says, he pardons all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. I still love that word, all. Well, let me tell you what this word heals mean. It's Rapha. It is part of the divine name of God, the Lord that healeth thee. It's the same word. However, in the Hebrew, the word here is a figurative sense of the word heal. It's not talking about physical healing here. It's talking about the healing of wounded lives, of the inner being. Now, does that mean God doesn't heal? Of course he heals. But there's a lot of physical problems that come because spiritual and emotional healing has not come. It festers. The Bible says in the New Testament that bitterness springs up and it defiles you, defiles your body. In fact, anger, when it is stored up, and they've proven this, it actually is a poison that will eat you alive. It's very serious that God heals the inside. It's like a cup. If you drink, you clean the outside, that looks nice, but if you drink from the inside and it's dirty, it's going to hurt you. So God does what God does, and he heals the inside, those wounds that are afflicted by sin and by people. Aren't you glad that he goes deeper than any medicine in your cabinet? I know I'm glad. And then he has silver treatments. He redeems our life from the pit. And the word the pit here means from ruin. From ruin. That sounds to me like total devastation of life. He redeems us. The word redeem means to buy back. It's a purchase price. And if you look in God's cabinet, you know what you're going to find? A receipt. And it's going to say paid in full. And every time the enemy or anyone else comes to you and says, you know, you ain't working enough for God. He doesn't really like you, you know. You pull out that receipt. It's paid in full. The Lord doesn't leave records and accounts behind. He pays it all up. That's what he did. Silver is a chemical element, and it has the highest electrical conductivity. And so they make it, you know, jewelry and dental work and all kinds of things. They also use it in salves for burn treatments. And it kills bacteria in wounds. And also in the holistic healing movement, they use a lot of it as a topical treatment. Do you know what the redemption of Jesus Christ does? It heals, it restores, it kills the things that tried to kill us. It's very powerful. And one other thing I love about the silver, which I'm sure I've mentioned, but the silversmith, when they're doing and making the silver, they know when it's done because they see the reflection. He sees his own reflection in the silver. That's how he knows it's done. So when we're being touched by God, he's not looking to us as the primary focus here. He's not looking to us to be the standard of if we're done or not. He's looking to himself. How much does Gene look like me? That's what he's looking for. That's exactly what he's looking for. There is a receipt of sale of goods on you, and it's paid in full. Read it and rejoice, because you can go forward knowing the debt is paid. Then he says, crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. How many have dental floss and dental stuff in your medicine cabinet? I walk by a dental office and get a cavity. So I walked into my dental office many years ago, and he was in a new place, and he had beautiful furniture, and he was so proud of it. And he says, don't you love my new place? And I said, well, I think you should thank me. I've never had insurance. I paid for part of it. But this is talking about a headdress. When they put a crown on, it's a crown either for a king, but in this case, it's a crown of honor. God puts it on us. God puts it on us. It's a headdress, and it has two parts, and it's of loving kindness and compassion. You know, when you look in that cabinet, it all looks like kind of dry and cold, and it's useful, but it doesn't really touch you, does it? But God has a hairpiece in there. He knows how to put it on. And it's a crown of his glory and his love for us. And you can walk around proudly, not in pride, but I mean in his pride, and know that God has given his loving kindness to you. He has shed his compassion on you. And when you look at yourself, you don't see what your family says or any other people say or what experience has done to you. What you see is the benefit of God crowning you with a headdress of honor. If we could see visually what God has put spiritually in this book, we would be different people. Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. And then it goes on in the fifth verse, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Do you know how many people go into the medicine cabinet so they can get younger? You know that cream that's supposed to make you younger? That Botox that's supposed to tell people that you're not really 55, but you think you're 25? By the way, your hands and your neck will tell people what your age is. Just thought I'd throw that out. But he satisfies. He satisfies our years. And in the original, it was talking about he satisfies your mouth with good things. See, God has a lip treatment for us. So we say, thank you, Lord. We have his words of praise on our lips. There's nothing more devastating to God than the very body and the lips he's created, and then we use them against him instead of thanking him. Thankfulness, as we've talked about, is probably the most important thing, the key to the happiness and to the joy of a Christian, because it tells God, I'm grateful for what you've done. If you didn't do another thing for me, I don't deserve what you've done. And I'm grateful that you've done this. I love the scripture. Now Dave's going to put up the final. This is outside the cabinet. You have a mirror. A mirror. You look at it in the morning. Did I know you yesterday? You look awful different today. My. The 14th verse says, he himself knows our frame. He is mindful we are but dust. When we look in the mirror of God's medicine cabinet, God already knows that. He knows we're dust. So what is the mirror? The mirror is him. The book of James says he is the perfect law of liberty. He is the mirror we're supposed to look in. Because if we look and only see ourselves, we're going to be disappointed, aren't we? How many times have you looked and spiritually you go, you know, I'm not getting there. Well, what are you judging that by? You're judging it by the way you see yourself and maybe by the standard of somebody else. And somebody else is not your standard. And you're not your own standard either. God is. And by the way, he has more mercy than we do. But we need to see him in his glory. There's something else in the medicine cabinet that you don't see on there, but I think is really important. And I'm going to throw it out here because I like it. And that's this. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. We need to laugh, folks. We take ourselves too seriously, and often we don't take God seriously enough. We need a really good laugh. And I would appreciate it very much if it's not at my expense, but we can laugh. A good, hearty laugh is actually medically good for you. It really is. It releases stress. It releases a number of things. And you just have a good time. I was reading something of a company in Michigan somewhere where what they're doing is they're retrieving all of the old medicine from people because they're afraid it's going into the waterways because people are flushing them down the toilet and they're doing this and that. And so they're retrieving them and they're taking care of them so they don't get into the system. You know the wounds I was talking about earlier? Those deep innermost wounds? If they are not cleansed and they are not healed, they will work through the waterway of your life. And they will poison you. We don't want that, do we? Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. I think we want the best, which is what he died for. So my question is, do we come to the medicine cabinet of God in a mess? Or do we come to bless him? Let's bless him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. And the minute he sees there's a need in your life and in mine, in his mercy, he will take care of it. Doesn't mean we can't ask for our need. Just means, I think our focus, we need to be a thankful, praising people. Because God has already provided for it. And if you look in the mirror, who God is, you'll like what you see. Because you'll know he already has it taken care of. And plus, it's something I said to a very special person recently. I was looking at the child, his son, and his face lit up. And I said, that's how God sees you. We need to see the mirror of how God's compassion has been placed upon us. and then we're changed people. How many want to see in that mirror? I'm telling you, it's the only one to look in. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads as we bless the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you have given us. You don't just dole out treats. You gave us yourself. And in you is everything pertaining to life and godliness. And we find it in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you so much for everything that you have done, those things that we haven't even seen yet. But you'll bring them forth because you're faithful like you said you'd be. And I pray especially today for any that need to be healed of wounds in their soul that are festering. God, you have to bring them out in order for us to be healed. We have to apply your salve to a wound or it'll never heal. And I pray in Jesus' name for any wounds that are in this house, your house. I ask you, Father, to heal them in relationship to you, and we'll leave everything else in your hands. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, if you're here and you'd say, I've got some of those wounds and they're festering and it feels like it's getting bigger and I don't want it to get bigger because it only hurts me first and then it could hurt other people. And you'd say, pray for me because I want God to be God and to heal every wound of my heart, and you raise your hand so I can pray for you. And then you'd say, you know, it's very difficult sometimes of those wounds and those hurts. They're very deep, but you know God's deeper, and that's the joy of the Christian. But you'd say, you know, I keep looking in that mirror and I'm judging myself by myself. And that is not helping me. Help me to see Jesus and to view my life in his love and in his tender care. And I need prayer for that today. You raise your hands. See yourself as Jesus sees you. Infinitely more important. And then finally, to be honest, you'd say, Lord, I have to be honest. I come to your medicine cabinet to get my needs met instead of coming to worship and to just simply bless your name. But I ask you to forgive me because I do thank you for your kindness and your salvation and everything you've done for me. And I trust that you'll take care of the needs of my life. And you'd say, that's me. I want to indicate that with a raised hand. Our Heavenly Father, you see every hand and you see every heart. And I thank you, Lord, for your word that is a living word to go deep into our soul, to our innermost being. That's where we live and move, is in the deep places. And I pray, Lord, that you would take out every diseased thought and hurt, and you would restore lives. And help us, Lord God, that we would allow you to do that. So those hurts and those bitternesses, Lord, don't flow into the system of our life. And then they affect everybody around us. Because you cannot contain poison. You cannot. So I ask, Lord, for you, in the mirror of your word, we would see you and you only, Jesus Christ, Yahweh, our God and our Savior. And I thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing, Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank you. this chorus. He is more precious than the silver that he bought us back with. Jesus. Father, there is nothing that we will ever see in our own medicine cabinet that will compare with what you have done. Lord, you've removed our sins. You don't bait us with them. You removed them. And then you removed the guilt. Oh, Father, may we walk in newness of life, knowing you have freed us from the guilt of our sin. Restore each one, Lord, in your presence and in your power. And most importantly, as we look through this cabinet, may we see the mirror of the presence of Almighty God, who puts that headdress on us out of honor and love for us. You're not ashamed to call us your children. And I pray that we'd never be ashamed to call you our Lord. Father God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to do your work, your way in our lives. Because, Lord, we want nothing but that. And we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's sing that last chorus one more time. Lord, you are more.